With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the MMA Fan Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Stu and Blake.
Hello. Before we start this episode of the MMA Fan Podcast, we need to tell you about our sponsor, Free Train. Free Train do these fantastic running vests for you to run in, hit the bag in, and they keep your phone close to your chest. No more do you need to have your phone rumbling around in your pocket when you run or at an awkward angle on your arm. You can keep it on your chest with easy access to your phone whenever you go training. And what can the people do, Stu, if they want to get a vest?
Simple. Head over to www.freetrain.com. Have a look. See what you like. And when you pop it in the basket, just before you check out, pop in the code MMA fan, save yourself 10%. I mean, don't ever let it be said we don't spoil you here on this podcast. www.freetrain.com. Go check them out.
Excellent stuff. Right, on with the show.
Sorry to interrupt the podcast, but we've got another sponsor to tell you about. Feel Supreme. They're a nationally recognised brand who offer only the very highest quality of natural supplements. Their extensive range includes a range of medicinal mushrooms, nootropics, anti-aging products, gut support products, green powders, vitamins, and much more.
Yep, they've worked with fighters from all the top promotions, including UFC, Bellator, Brave, and Cage Warriors, with a solid reputation of providing results. So check them out on Instagram, which is at @feel_supreme. Or their website, www.feelsupreme.co.uk, and make sure you use the code MMAFAN for a cool 15% off your first order. Don't say we don't spoil you. Hello, and welcome to the MMA Fan Podcast. I am Blake Harrison, and opposite me, as ever, is...
Stu Whiffin. How are you today, Blake Harrison? Well, I know how you are,
I'm good.
You sent me a video. You sent me a video having a lovely family day out at the zoo. And I thought, oh, he's at the zoo. He's going to send me a picture of, like, I don't know, him and his wife and his kids having a lovely time with some animals. No, he didn't. He made a little video about the podcast, and just over his shoulder was an elephant. And you refer to the elephant as your co-host, Stu Whiffin. And then made a little funny video.
I did, yeah.
With your stupid face, looking really, really pleased with yourself.
I was so pleased with myself. It literally came to me in the spur of the moment. The elephant was really quite close, and it just came to me in the spur of the moment. I was like, oh, this is a really funny idea. And I was so chuffed myself. And it took me, and my I was there with the in-laws as well, and my father-in-law was like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm doing this, it's funny. And he clearly didn't find the funny side of it. Obviously it was funny, but I think he was mucking about himself, just trying to get in the back of the video. But yeah, it was a good laugh. I was really proud of myself, and you enjoyed it.
Yes,
come on, you enjoyed it.
Well, videos aside, this episode today is one of a string of episodes that we're putting out in the lead up to the September the 4th card that was meant to be originally in London, and for whatever reasons, I'm sure it's very COVID related, it's been moved to Vegas. So we've put together a load of episodes. We've been lucky that we've kind of reached out to some previous guests like Jack Shaw, like Paddy, and we've also interviewed some new guests as well that we've not yet spoken to, all around this card on September the 4th. And one of the other people that we've reached out to is Meatball Molly McCann, and she is officially one of our favourite people, right?
are 100%. She is so charming. You just love her immediately. And she is one hell of a fighter. She is just amazing. I cannot wait for her scrap with Ji Young Kim coming up on September 4th. I think it might be like the featured prelim of that night. I don't think that's confirmed yet. I'm not sure. We'll find out with Molly in a bit, I think. But yeah, she's just brilliant, and she's a wonderful chat as always. And if you haven't listened to our previous chat with Molly, listen to this. You'll fall in love with her, and then you'll go and listen to the old chat we have with Molly as well, because she's just fantastic.
Absolutely. The other chat with Molly is more of your sort of traditional format of this podcast. It's a full kind of, you know, life and career spanning chat, and we go you know in depth there and get a real insight into, you know, Molly's life and career within the MMA community and further afield as well. It's a great chat. But that's not why you're here today. You're here today for the September the 4th special with Molly McCann. Should we drop it?
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Molly Meatball.
Do McCann. The meatball bit properly.
What do you mean?
Meatball.
That's the best hello we've ever had. How you doing?
What's happening? Just on the bike.
Lovely, amazing. Getting that last bit of work in.
How you been, Molly?
Nice stuff.
I misjudged the time, didn't I?
Oh, don't worry. We'd expect nothing less, and we love the commitment. On the bike and on the show. Is there anything you can't do, Molly?
Listen, I might get the girls out.
Oh, there you go. Those that aren't watching it on YouTube, there you go.
You're missing out.
Yeah, unlucky. Only fan.
Molly, I want to know how the book's doing. How's the Be True to You book doing?
The book's doing well, lads. Sold a good few copies. I don't see none of the what's it called? All the profits go to, what's the name of it? Stonewall.
Yes.
So I don't see, not to be honest, it's literally just a coming out aid for the kids. And that's all really.
It's amazing though, Molly. It's a similar situation like with me and Stu on this podcast. I put loads of work in, but Stu takes all the money. You know, he's not a charity or anything.
Just
he's
greedy.
Just like, you know, this big, he's just greedy. He's a big puppet master just controlling me from behind the scenes. But I wanted to ask you about that, though, in terms of like, because you're doing such a brilliant thing for the LGBTQ community with your book, and it's raising money for Stonewall, as you say. Do you think the mainstream media are doing enough to promote mixed martial artists that are doing good in the world and good in the community and stuff?
Yeah. Someone put a tweet on the other day, actually. It was an American company. I can't remember who. And it was just like, well, actually, just in case you forgot, good things are happening around the world. And my book and that was on it. So, yeah and no. But I just said, like, I wanted to release the book the beginning of Fight Camp, and then post camp I can go back to pushing it. I'll be going into schools to talk about it. I'll have a lot more time for that kind of thing. And the Rainbow Lace initiative with Stonewall, the Rainbow Laces month in the Premier League is December, so I'm going to be doing a lot of work with the Premier League clubs, and then hopefully bring that into combat sport. That's my goal for next year.
Brilliant.
And I guess looking ahead to the fall, firstly, how's training going? I mean, you're in the middle of it right now as we speak.
We're in the green zone.
As camp being?
I found out May the 4th, didn't I, about this fight? And it's been long. I have given everything I've got to it, mind, body, soul, got rid of relationships, like friendships, moved out on my own, been segregated to myself to just focus on the focus on the fight and nothing but the fight. And I haven't really done any media or anything, or I haven't had like my normal documentary team coming in to do the work. I've just been focusing on myself, and just if Paddy's had stuff and they wanted me to talk about him, I'll give a little bit of an interview. But I'm just trying to stay as focused as possible to give the performance that I deserve. And I believe that the opponent who I've got is a wavy dance partner. Mm. So I'm happy about that.
What can you tell us about, Ji Young Kim? Like, what have you been watching tapes on her? Because there's quite a little bit of research I did, and I don't know if I've been taken in by something here. There's quite a reach discrepancy between you, isn't there? Isn't there like a 10-inch reach discrepancy or something like that?
Yeah, I was just speaking to someone then, a boxer called Chantel Cameron. I was like, she got as long arms as you. Because I was thinking, fuck me, it's a tough night in the office. Do you know what I mean? But I've just been doing lots of... been working with my boxing coach on the reach side of things. And what we've just... What you do when you're a small fighter is you make a tall fighter fight small, and they don't like it. So just been working... The last two fights before this was focusing on my opponent's strengths, and this, I've got to focus on mine. So I'm organised chaos, lads.
Yes.
And normally, well, there is a game plan as such, but it's just, Molly, go and enjoy yourself. Go and have fun. Stand up if you want to stand up. Take her down if you want to take her down. And dirty boxer to fuck if you want to be a little rat man. So... If all else fails, I'm taking it back to the streets.
Oh, that's what I mean, and that's what all the fans love you for, Molly. So I'm even more excited about the fight than I was before now.
And speaking about fans, Molly, how was it when you got the call that it was not going to be in the UK and it was moving to the States?
Do you think I got the call, or do you think Ariel Hawani slipped me a WhatsApp? Ariel messaged me and I was like, oh, sound lad, well, I'll see you in Vegas. I've got the what's it called? I've got the 4-year visa now, so I'm not asked. I just, they'll have like at least 100 people in there screaming, and I'll have them all screaming, meatball, meatball. So,
is it better for you? Because we've discussed with Jack Shaw about the financial implications of it going from London to Vegas, but we also spoke to Paddy recently, your partner at the gym at Next Gen, and he was talking about the benefits of both of you being there because you can share like corner staff and stuff like that. So does that make it? And also, does it make it nicer for you that Paddy's there in general, like keeping the atmosphere light and stuff?
You will have seen Blake on when we fight on Cage Warriors. Me and him have the same vibe.
Yeah.
And it's just that scouseness. And I can fight. I said I never want to fight without a crowd again. But knowing that I've got him in the changes, that's it. Like, from what I've seen, he's opening the main card and I'm on the last prelim.
Right.
So I'll be like, right, lad, fucking get ready. I'm going to go and put this girl out. And then you get in and I'm going to be able to watch his fight. So it's how we've always done it, me and Pat.
And is there any kind of... Because you are coming off the back of a difficult time of those two losses. Do you think that there's going to be any benefit to it not being in London, like less pressure? Or do you think that with it being in London, you would have been able to use that crowd to really push on more?
After losing the second fight... When I first spoke to you, you see my mindset change. So, to be honest, mate, in the words of my mind coach, I've already won. It's already done. So it doesn't really matter. It's still a cage. The door's still getting locked. So it's still me and Aaron in there. Everything else is just a formality. So I'm getting in there. I'll go and do the business. And this will be my first finish in the UFC, I'm telling you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I mean, how do you see the fight? I mean, you say you're going to get a finish. Have you got a game plan? I don't expect you to tell us the game plan, of course, but like, how do you see it going?
Whoever controls the centre of the cage will win. And that's how most fights go, lad. And in order for me to put, like she could know and the world can know, I can't, I will not take a backward step and I'm just going to press forward. And my pressure will be too much. We've been building this gas tank to just go, and that's just what I'm going to do. I'm going to press, be it standing up, be it on the floor, be it wrestling against the cage. I'm ready for it all. Like I say, the last two fights were more, we was offensive or counter-fighting, and my best performances have been when I've just been offensive. And not staying too rigid to a game plan, just going and expressing myself. So I've took control of my career and my fighting style. And I've had good success with it the whole fight camp before the lads. I was training with little Dakota. I say little, she fucking towers me. Do you know I'm on about Dakota? I can't say last name. I'm going to butcher it, but she's from Manchester anyway. She's an up-and-coming pro, and she's imitated my opponent so well. So I'm absolutely ready for it, lads.
And there seems to be we've lost a few fights off of that card, you know, with some British fighters on there. But looking down the card, there's obviously some great sort of British talent on there. Aside from Paddy, obviously, are there other British fighters that you're looking forward to watching?
Yeah, there is, but I've just started saying it's Liverpool versus the world. So, you know what I mean? Paddy, Darren and Tom. Liverpool. I was really sad to hear about Lerone.
Yes.
And I literally went to Hyperbaric Chamber yesterday and seen Mark Dear Casey. I was devastated about that one. But look, there's still 12 fights on the card, lad. So yeah. Happy days. I just want to get in, fucking do the business and come back home and celebrate it in Liverpool. Like, this is the golden era of MMA. And Liverpool is at the forefront right now, and it's our time to shine, and we always kind of come up trumps, so the city will be going off, and it's just going to be a special moment in time, and I'm a part of it. Absolutely. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. I mean, we're meeting up to watch it, Blake and I, but I don't think there's going to be any better place to watch that fight than in a boozer in Liverpool.
Listen, all the Armand's pubs have got it on, all the nightclubs. Like every nightclub's got the tellies on, and the amount of times I'm getting messaged, what time's it on? I'm like, fucking you, Google. Stop messaging me. I don't know what time I'm...
Oh, brilliant, brilliant.
I'm cutting weight, man. Fuck off, do you know what I mean? Yeah.
And are you feeling all good? The weight cut's all going well? You're all on where you need to be at this stage and everything?
Yeah, like science-wise, I've just got about a kilo to get off of me by Sunday, and then it'll just be a water load and there'll be no saunas or baths. So We have all learned our lessons on the weight cutting front, and we've got it down now to as long as we fly in the 60s, I don't have to cut anything. So we're there nearly. It's in touching distance. It's just why I'm on here now.
Yeah. And we know that you're super busy with that, and we don't want to get in the way of your training too much, so we won't take your time up for too much longer. But the one thing I wanted to ask you about is about the particularly the flyweight division and the bantamweight divisions within female MMA. There's a lot made, particularly within the kind of like MMA media sphere and fans as well, saying that the champions, with it being Nunes and Shevchenko, are so far ahead of the contenders that the divisions suffer a little bit because of that. Do you think that's true, or do you think that there are people within those divisions that can give them a real run for their money? It's just that people aren't talking about them yet or something.
Do you know, I think that both divisions are like the strong, like, I think the flyweight division is one of the strongest divisions in the whole of the UFC. Shevchenko is the best there is. But I'd say the top 20, it's like minute differences in the rankings. Like, but she's just on a different level. So once she retires, it'll be like when Ronda retired, the belt to change hands, yeah, change hands, and then someone's come in. And she's ahead of the game at the minute, and she's got the answers to everything that's been asked of her. But there'll come a time when her time will be up and someone else will come through. Do you know what I mean? I think Lauren Murphy might be able to be like a bit of a stalemate.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I didn't think she'd beat JoJo, and she did. Do you know what I mean?
So, I thought it was very close, but I thought, if anything, it might have been a draw, because I think there could have been a 10-8 round in there, maybe. But I think JoJo won two of those rounds. Yeah. I definitely didn't think Lauren won the fight.
Yeah. No, but it's one of them, isn't it, yeah, Baz? So, Nunes, no one's touching, no one's shining a candle to her. No one at all. Have you got Star Wars knickers on? me boxing friend Chantel Cameron, world champion over there, is lifting weights. I could just see Star Wars.
I'm a big Star Wars fan, so I think, absolutely, well done. Well done.
Me birthday is May the 4th. Star Wars.
Yes.
Love it.
May the meatball be with you.
Molly, look, we're super aware that you're sitting literally on the bike at the moment, and we're so happy to know that the training's going well, weight cut's going well. You've been lovely that you've come back on for a second time to talk about the fight coming up. Just want to wish you all the best. Blake and I are going to be screaming from the sofas for you. And then...
Just be saying,
we will be.
Absolutely.
We will be.
Listen, if you've not got work the next day, or even if you have, I'm expecting you on the beers. I'll send you my number. I want a little WhatsApp group. We'll do a video call after me and Paddy's won. We'll get right on it.
Oh, that sounds great. That sounds great. We'll be on it.
Best of luck, Molly.
Go on then, lads.
Thanks catch loads, mate. Later.
Cheers, bye-bye. Molly. Thanks so much. See you later.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Meatball Molly McCann. Love it. Love it. On a treadmill, like having a little workout, you know, still in the gym, still giving it. And yeah, on the phone to us, having a, giving her time up. As she said, she's not been doing loads of press. And, you know, how lucky are we that, you know, the little bits and pieces that she's doing, she's put us in the mix for that. Super kind of her.
Oh, so great. She's just got such a great energy. I mean, it's just, it's that beautiful mixture of like a personality that's infectious. Because I do, yeah. I now just want to be on my sofa chanting for the meatball. And meatball. But you know, she's doing such wonderful things with her book and raising money for Stonewall as well. 100%. Such an important cause and such a brilliant thing, particularly in the MMA sphere as well. Mm. We need to see more of that, I think. But on top of that, the way she talks about the fight, you know that's going to be fireworks.
Yeah, man.
You know she's going to go in and just be swinging and really going for it. And she's not going to let up. And
she don't take backward steps anyway.
No, she doesn't. She's one of the most exciting fighters in that flyweight division for me. And I know that, you know, she is coming off two losses. It hasn't always gone smoothly for her. But there's not necessarily a fighter in that division that I get more excited to watch, because she is just fireworks and excitement.
It's never going to be a dull fight with Molly.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Well, look, if this is your, you know, one of the first ones you've listened to regarding our specials, then there's a load. So you can listen to us talking to many of the fighters that are fighting on the card or should have been fighting on the card. We had a conversation with Lerone Murphy, who unfortunately, you know, due to visa issues, didn't get to fight. So we spoke about that. And then the conversation unfolded into more of your traditional MMA fan podcast chat. You know, we had that kind of career-spanning chat. And oh my God, that's a life story. That is, you know, some ridiculously harrowing things have happened in that young man's life. I won't say too much more because I want you to go and listen to the episode. But we've had Paddy back on talking about the September the 4th card and Jack Shaw. And hopefully we've got some other guests coming your way that by the time you're listening to this, hopefully we would have had recorded. But we don't want to tempt fate. We don't want to tempt fate on their names, right?
Yeah, fingers crossed they get done, and then we'll be dropping those names like huge bombs, baby.
Absolutely.
But yeah, and we're going to try and break down the London card as well. I keep calling it the London card.
I know.
I keep saying the London card.
Everyone
it's just
calls
the natural
it the London card.
I know. It is the London card, but abroad in Vegas. But yes, yeah, so do go and listen to those episodes and listen to the regular episodes as well, where we get those in-depth chats with your favourite fighters, like we've had Paddy and Molly. If you liked Molly now, go and listen to more of her story when we've got that as a proper kind of full-length episode on the podcast. We've got Paddy Pimblett, Jack Shaw, Paul Craig, Tom Aspinall, Arnold Allen, the featherweight champion of the world, Alexander Volkanovski, Tyron Woodley, who's got his fight with Jake Paul. By the time this comes out, that fight probably would have happened by now.
Oh, so God,
go and
yeah.
Check out, yeah, Jake Paul, Tyron Woodley, sorry, Kenny Florian. The list goes on and on. There's so many amazing fighters that we've had on this show. So go and check those episodes out and give us a like, share, retweet on the socials. Subscribe.
Subscribe.
And give us a lovely, lovely little review, maybe. Little 5 stars.
Absolutely. If you subscribe, then you won't miss anything, because we're quite sporadic. We try and put stuff out each week, but some weeks, like this week, you know, we put a bundle of episodes out. So if you subscribe, you won't miss any of them. So that's the best thing to do. We're back next time, right?
Back next time. Bye, guys.